Once upon a time, there are three, yes, three very wise scholars of the natural sciences. They're sitting around in their own countries, minding their own business, when a bright star lodges in the right eye of each of them. It is so bright that none can tell whether it is burning in the sky or in their imaginations, but they're wise enough to know that it does not matter. The point is, something beyond them is calling them. And it is a tug they have been waiting for all their lives. So begins Dr. Barbara Brown Taylor's Epiphany sermon. That same pesky star is calling us, the tug we've been waiting for all our lives, or perhaps the tug we've always known and too often resisted. If we knew exactly where it led, we might be more willing to just go. But with any significant journey, we simply can't know where it might lead and what it might mean in the end. We've all played hide and go seek, if your grandparents, you still play hide and go seek. How triumphant we were when we finally found out the neighbor kid or our cousin behind the coats in the closet or buried beneath the blanket and back of the dryer. And then there were those times when it was all taking too long and the fun fizzled. So we left them languishing in their hiding place while we turned on cartoons. I'm still missing a couple of cousins. I think they're still there. We too can tire of the search for the star, bright at times, a mere flicker at others. Yet, had those first seekers not persisted, they would not have found their salvation. They would not have been found by the Savior. If we follow that light lodged in our eye, our mind, our heart, something, someone will emerge. Something beyond us is calling us, leading us to somewhere we've not yet been, to someone eager to be found.